are live on the Side Quest, your weekly chat about video games, video game culture, beer, and other shit. I am Dolly Domofsky. Joining me as usual is Aaron Scrattybones Kelly.
What's up?
And that Tom Johnson.
Oh, it's been so long since I've been on one of these.
Yeah, it has.
The scheduling just like hasn't worked.
It's been like 2 months.
Yeah, I was like so ready last week because I'm like, man, I'm stuck in a hotel room. I've got nothing to do. And then Dolly's like, we're gonna do tomorrow instead.
Yeah, it was my fault. Oh, how you doing, Tom?
Good. Tired, but good. How you guys been?
Good. You've been traveling, dude. You've been seeing some magic happen, like straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, you call it that.
Well, we talked a little bit about that last week, but
he didn't do any magic tricks, that Randy.
It's the only trick I have. I'm drinking some of that.
What's even the fucking point then?
Yeah,
I know, right? The fucking point?
Did you change Sam's name or did he change his name in the Discord?
I changed it.
That's awesome.
I think his Discord name is just like the only one that saw Randy do magic that one time or some shit like that. I maxed out the character limit for how long a username can be on
That's
Discord.
Phenomenal.
That's really cool.
So what do you guys want to talk about tonight?
Let's talk about some games and some news. I'll talk about all the games I've been playing from 2006, and then you guys can talk about newer games, I'm hoping.
Nope.
No? What have you been playing? Oh, let's start with you, Aaron. What have you been playing, man?
I've just been playing RimWorld.
Still playing RimWorld?
Yeah, I got nothing else on the go. That's it.
All right. You still liking RimWorld at least?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's it.
It's a good review.
I'm pretty, like, there's nothing new to say about it. It's the same. I just, every day I start a new colony and I play that until I pass out.
I'm pretty sure every time I log on to Steam, it's just like Aaron's playing RimWorld.
Yeah.
Is that a kid screaming in the background there, Tom?
Yeah, my niece is in rare form today.
All right, good. Very good. I thought you were just, like, keeping kids there to build your gear.
No,
you're building your studio with the youth kid.
So she likes to hang out up here where we live.
Okay.
And we bought her a big fancy like the organizer for all the toys and shit. She, as opposed to throwing it in a laundry basket, she's not having the change.
Yeah,
she's not like it. But yeah, I played a bunch of Destiny 2. That's still a pretty good game.
I gotta get back into that shit. Oh, I have that fucking. It's staring at me on my backlog.
It's pretty good still.
Okay. Which you playing the latest iteration?
Yeah, I'm playing like the latest updates and all that stuff. They put in a limited time quest to get one of the cool Destiny 1 guns today, so I've been grinding that out this afternoon.
Red King?
No, Outbreak Prime.
Oh, by the way, I finally fucking took a look at what a Rat King is.
You've never seen what a Rat King is?
I never sequenced my fucking YouTube did, and holy shit, I nearly threw up.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake. That's a big mistake.
What was the chain of events that led you to searching for the Rat King?
I think it was something to like, I was listening to a podcast about, I think it was like 99% Invisible or something. And they were talking about rats and somebody mentioned a Rat King on it. And I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot to look that shit up. So I was at work and I just happened to pop open my browser window and I'm like, let me see what the Rat King actually is. So I just went right to YouTube. Biggest fucking mistake of my life. I could have fucking told you that. It's just literally a mass of rats with tails all tangled together with hair and shit. Oh, God almighty.
You ever seen a Squirrel King?
What?
Yeah, there was like a video like last year or something of a bunch of squirrels that had gotten like their tails stuck together from sap in a tree.
Oh, my God.
They were just like running around. I don't even know if it was real or not, but yeah.
We have a giant ass fucking squirrel that lives in our basically our backyard here. It's a big dude. It's got to be a dude because that fucker is like, he looks like he's on roids the size of this fucking squirrel.
Holy shit. So
just buries acorns everywhere in our yard, digs holes the size of a.
Just out there lifting?
Just out there lifting every day, man. Just pumping weights. So Destiny 2, okay.
I played 3 hours of Borderlands last week.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, what do you want to know? Ask me anything.
Is it Borderlands? Is it still Borderlands?
Yeah, but it feels like a modern video game.
Okay.
Does it have an option to disable head bob?
No. Not that I saw.
Looks like I'm not fucking playing that one either then.
What makes it modern though?
It doesn't just feel like you're pointing a reticle and shooting. Like it's still, it feels like it has weight to it. Like a Call of Duty or like a Destiny or like any of those games has. Which is my issue with a lot of it. And like, there's a lot more mobility. Like it, you feel way more able to do what you want to do and pull off what you want to do. Especially when now that you can like climb up things. So there's like a verticality element that works for really well. They changed it so you have alt fires on all the guns. Well, not all the guns, but a lot of the guns, which is pretty good. So there's more combat versatility there. Mm-hmm. So like I mainly use like this SMG that like you could snap a scope onto it. It turns it from a full auto SMG to like a burst fire ranged weapon, which is cool. Yeah, it's a Borderlands-ass Borderlands game. I want to play more of it when it comes out.
That's September, right?
It's September 13th.
Last time. That'd be the first Borderlands game that I play.
You ever played any of them?
No.
They're pretty good. Well, three out of the three.
Did I get one? Did one pop in through like Xbox Live years ago or something?
Probably. That sounds like something that would happen.
I played and reviewed the first one, I think, on 360. And then I just never touched the second one. And then I went to try and play. I picked up the second one because they were on sale like last week.
Ooh. All right.
And went to play it, and I got motion sick in like the first 20 minutes. Like really? I like straight up had to turn it off, and I was just kind of sitting there like this, like trying to get my senses back together.
Oh shit!
That's that one to try Borderlands VR.
So then I went online, and it was like I googled like how to disable head bob, and there it was like there's forum posts from like 2013 or something.
Wow.
Like, and it's just all the way up to like last week of people going like, how the fuck do you do it? There's no way to do it. And then there's people like, well, if you go into the INI files and change this value to false, it does it. So I did that and it didn't. So I was like, I guess I'm not playing this. I like the first one though.
Yep. First one's pretty good.
What, did you see the gun with legs?
Yeah.
How was that?
It's pretty cool. So it's basically you just throw one of those disposable guns away, and then it just sprouts legs and just starts shooting dudes.
Does it have a timer? Or does it need to be taken down by enemies?
Probably both.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with that. I like those. What are you even playing, Dolly?
You want to know newer games or older games?
Whatever you want.
I've only been playing older games. So that's all you're going to get anyway.
Oh, God damn it.
We'll start with Duck Game on the Switch, which I'd never played it. I think I have it for every fucking device by now. We keep getting review codes for these games. So I thought, okay, fine, let me try it on the Switch. So popped it on the Switch. Let me put it this way. I wasn't expecting it to be as fun as it ended up actually being.
Really?
I haven't played it
since launch.
Yeah, I thought that because of how simple of an idea it was. So Duck Game is basically like Joust with ducks and guns, right? So you're just like popping around platforms, trying to grab a weapon and killing your opponents, up to four people at a time on the Switch version. And I played in the same room, and then also played online. And online is way fun. And in fact, it's really stable on the Switch, surprisingly, for a Switch game. But I kind of like playing against randos rather than playing against people I know. I played against my daughter, and then I played against a couple other folks on the side questing team. We had a bunch of codes that they sent us.
Oh, nice.
But playing like online is actually quite a blast because, it's just chaos. You'll like win one or two matches in a row. I'm gonna say matches because just basically the last duck standing wins the thing. And 90% of the time, people are killing themselves by accident. So, hey, yeah, I'm podcasting. Everybody says hi.
Hi.
I'm surprised that I like it. It works really well. And we actually played it. It's actually really cool. We just, just being able to disconnect the controllers from the Switch, set the screen up, and then play at the office, which is kind of a nice thing to do at lunch. So Duck Game, good. Yeah, never played it, but I went back and tried it on Steam and then on the PS4, and it's just as good. So there's actually like a nice single player component if you want to just knock through some challenges. So I've been playing that. let's see what else I got on the Switch. more of Yoshi finishing that shit up. Ding Dong XL, which is just like a super simple style game. Have you guys have played Ding Dong XL at all on iOS? It's literally just bouncing a ball back and forth and avoiding, you know, traps and shit, but it's
nice.
It works. And then, like I said, I am playing some old games. So Wolfenstein 2.
All right. What do you think?
It actually works. I'm only like, I'm very, very light into it. Only like a couple hours into it, but, what's the name of the company that does all the the porting for Bethesda for the Switch?
Oh God, I don't even remember.
Panic Button. They do a good ass job on porting games over to the Switch. So, Doom turned out really well, surprisingly, their port. So and Wolfenstein 2 seems to be pretty good so far. So, Final Fantasy 12, The Zodiac Age, also for Switch. So I've been playing that. Just started that back up, and I realized why I love that game. It's my second favorite Final Fantasy game, behind 6. And then, because fuck Final Fantasy 8. And then...
I'll kill you.
And then the original Luigi's Mansion for the 3D... A fucking 3DS game that I started playing. Because I had never finished it on the GameCube. So that's a 2000, I think. No, 2001 that game came out. So I'm going all the way back to 2001. So 2001 with Luigi's Mansion... 2006 with Final Fantasy 12, and then 2017 for Wolfenstein.
Damn.
So yeah, I'm in the Wayback Machine right now. But we did sell our house, so now I can actually start to fucking play games again
for
the
next quick.
Couple months. Yeah. Well, it's a couple months, but here's a pro tip on selling your house. Don't overprice it.
I think it's really cute that you think either of us will be able to ever afford a house, which is pretty cool.
I live
in a box, dude.
I'll buy you guys houses when I'm Bernie Sanders rich. I'm gonna buy you guys houses. Anyways, yeah. So now I actually have time to play some fucking games again that are not on the Switch, so I can take the PS4 out and start to play. I do like that the PS4 has that remote play feature. Because I have one of those, I don't have it here, but I have one of those controller, like those Bluetooth controller things that you slide your iPhone in. But it was for like the iPhone 5 or iPhone 6 or something, but it barely fits the iPhone 10, which is nice. So I just kind of plug that shit in and it works. And I'm able to play PS4, like Switch style with my iPhone on my from my car in the parking lot at the office. So
nice.
It's actually kind of cool, but yeah, that works surprisingly well. And the visuals are not bad either. It's just make sure I have my Wi-Fi on strong enough at the house, but other than that, it's good. So that's what I've been playing. Yeah, buddy. So what else? What? Huh?
I had a friend show up at my job the other day, and they were like,
the bong shop.
Yeah, and they were like, "Hey, I got something for you." And they hand me a bag. They're like, "Don't open it here." I'm like, "Okay." So I open it, the bag, and I look, and it's a bottle of Bacardi Oakheart rum.
I never even heard of this.
No, I'd never heard of it either. It's Oakheart genuine spiced rum, and so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, "I wonder if this shit tastes like a tree." So I brought it home, cracked it open. No, it just tastes like rum. It just tastes like every other rum I've ever had.
Nah, I wish it tastes like a tree.
I was sort of hoping it would taste like a tree because that'd be a little weird, and you could serve it to people and make them drink tree, but it just tastes like syrup.
There are certain scotches that taste like the fucking barrel that they were in. Very oaky.
Yeah, this claims it. A hint of smoke from charred American oak, but I don't taste any of that. My palate is not refined enough, I suppose.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm just drinking some of the Johnny Walker White Walker in honor of the Night King, rest his soul.
Just
trying to bring a little bit of a winter to
Tom. You haven't been on the podcast since the new season of Game of Thrones started.
Oh yeah, Gambo.
Yeah.
What's up? What are you talking about? Like Gambo Thrones? What's the deal?
I haven't watched it since season 2.
Pretty all right.
I try to get people talking about it and see if I can get them in trouble by accidentally spoiling something.
Oh, no. No, I think, I look at everything at 3 o'clock on Saturdays when they leak.
Yeah. Or Amazon Germany, right? Is Amazon Germany leaks a bunch of that shit too?
Yeah.
You saw Endgame, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. How many times did you see it?
Twice.
How many times did you cry?
Huh?
How many times did you cry?
I don't fucking know.
Enough times.
Enough.
It's okay to be emotional. All right, let's get into some news. How does that sound, guys? We can blast through this episode today.
We can, because it's not a big news week, because we're doing this one. We did last week late, and we're doing this week early, so we only really had like 4 days.
That's fine with me.
I've only got two stories. Story number one is Riot Games. The workers have officially staged a walkout.
That was today, right?
Yeah.
Was it today or yesterday?
It was – I think it was today. It might have been yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, they threatened it, and then they do it. It was over 150 employees. Their organizers are saying that if their demands aren't met, that they have further action planned, but haven't elaborated on what that action is yet. And a lot of people are reporting that this is the first time it's ever been like there's ever been an employee walkout in the games industry, but that's not true. This is like the third or the fourth one, so it hasn't happened a lot, but. It happened in the UK. It happened. It happened in somewhere in Europe. I think it was Crytek had employees walk out. This may be the biggest, just because Riot's such a huge company.
150 people, right?
Yeah, and this may be the first one that actually gets results, because I think the ones that I read about, one of them didn't, but nothing changed, and the other one. Was a walkout over unpaid wages, and they all got fired and the company was sold. So this might be the first one to actually get anything they want. But I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week, all the things that have led up to this. And I just,
it sounds rough.
I just don't think what's it like I was saying it last week, in that all the higher ups have been doing this game type together since they were, you know, college students doing a mod for a Warcraft 3. Like, they're all part of that original Dota community. So it's like they got big and they never had to grow up. And so they're probably looking at this like, ah, fuck them.
Yeah.
So, like, what do they care? But, and then the other news story I have written down here, Randy Pitchford just can't catch a break and maybe continues to prove he doesn't deserve one.
That, oh my God,
this fucking guy. He just doesn't stop.
Nope. So specifically the reason I included this was because of the whole David Eddings thing where he came out yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah, he did.
So for anybody listening to this who doesn't know voice actor names, because a lot of people tend not to know people by name if they can't see them. David Eddings is the guy who did the voice of Claptrap in Borderlands 1 and 2. And I think maybe all the spinoffs.
Yes.
He did it essentially for free. Quote, because while he was doing the voice, he was the vice president of something in Gearbox Studios. So he came out and said that he had offered to return to the role for free in exchange for past royalties, plus an apology from Randy for physically assaulting him.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he also brought up the fact that Randy has been accused of stealing $12 million from the employee royalties fund at Gearbox. And this is a big Twitter thread that he's got out right now. And it all came in the wake of Randy Pitchford calling him bitter and disgruntled over him not returning to Borderlands 3. Randy Pitchford claimed at one point that they offered him quite a bit of money to come back and do it. Like more than a standard voiceover contract would cost, since he's since left Gearbox, but that he refused. And so this came out and he's just like, I'm going to set the record straight.
Didn't Randy also say at another point that he said he was actually charged at like normal rate?
Yeah.
So like his story is completely fucking inconsistent.
Yeah, and he also claimed that the arrangement that they had when he was still with Gearbox, when Eddings was still with Gearbox, where he was doing a voice of a character for basically nothing because he was being paid his normal salary, is a standard arrangement. I don't think that's true. I can't think of too many examples of people who have like positions at a company and then do like high end voice work for games in that company. There's lots of examples of
people. Yeah, there is. There's the guy who goes EA Sports.
So there are examples of that. And there's examples of like, you'll see a lot of people who work at a company credited as like, you know, like assorted characters, background characters. Like, I want to say in one of the Assassin's Creed, a lot of the background voices, I think it was Unity, a lot of the background voices of like all the crowds were voiced, like just voiced by people at the company. But, right. You know, this was like a big character, like Claptrap, sort of the face of Borderlands, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, that whole thing's a thing. And basically, man, fucking Randy Pitchford, dude, like, Is Gearbox a public company?
I don't think so.
Because I would have to imagine it's not, because I don't understand why they would let him still be there.
No, it is a private company.
So he must own like a controlling share in it, right?
This thing on, according to GearboxSoftware.com, the company's common stock is publicly traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol TTWO.
Huh. Okay. I'm mistaken. Yeah.
Anyway, Pitchford seems like continues to be a dick, and also he didn't do magic for Tom. So.
Oh. it's public in that it's under Take-Two who is public.
Ah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. That's all the news I had.
That's just that.
There were a couple other stories. There was one I didn't include because I'm not smart enough to explain it, and it was the Magic the Gathering one.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that one.
Yeah.
Well, are people mad that they're being inclusive with characters again? What's the deal?
No. There was a scientific paper came out that labeled Magic the Gathering as the most complex non-digital game in the world because somebody figured out a way to make that game Turing complete.
Huh.
In that you can code with, there's enough cards with abilities that you can set up chains of things to happen that basically means you can code with Magic the Gathering.
That's amazing.
It's like, it's very complicated. Actually, you know what? It's probably not that complicated. I'm just not that smart.
We gotta get Ryan Gann to help us figure this out.
I read the paper and I was like, huh. And I understood what they were trying to say. And I was like, okay, I can't do this one justice. So there was that. There's a couple other little things, but no, those are the two big ones this week. Unless you guys got anything.
I can throw one in there, which is that EA Access is coming to PlayStation 4 in July, and that's that subscription, the game subscription service that EA has. It's on. It was tied to Xbox for several years now, right? But it's going to be the same price as Xbox. So it's going to be about $5 a month, $30 a year. And it has kind of a back catalog of EA games and some new games that pop in. I think it's 10 hours of early access to some of the newer titles.
Yep.
And that's coming.
I would never get that service, but I know I have friends who pay for it, and they seem genuinely happy with it. So
yeah. That's something that I had considered. If I was really into the sports games, I'd be all over that. Just to get
I have it. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's absolutely okay.
It's a thing.
It does what it says it will do.
If I didn't need it for work, because EA buying games through EA Access is how you get those EA games like 4 days early.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have it. But for what it is, it's fine. I don't fucking know what else to say about it.
Another little bit of news. There's Dead Cells is coming to iOS and Android.
Yeah, that's going to play terribly.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm very, very excited to see that precision combat engine reduced to flicks and swipes of a finger. Unless they have runner.
You swipe to cut and you fucking swipe up to jump.
I might actually play that.
I'd play that.
If that was the case, I would actually play that. I think we just invented a better game than what's going to come out.
Let's see here. What else? Apex Legends is also coming to mobile.
Oh, that's also going to play terribly.
Yep. Got to get yourselves a Bluetooth controller for that. Otherwise, Devil May Cry is coming to Switch, but not the new one. The OG Devil May Cry. The
first one.
I never played that first one, but I don't know if I'm all that interested in that first one anyways.
I don't think you can go back. I think that's one of those game series where the more recent you've played one, the less easily you can play the old ones.
Yeah. Mm.
I wonder if they're just kind of going to be pumping those out one at a time on the Switch. I can kind of see them do 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the Switch. Could potentially work. See what else. I don't see anything else. I don't see nothing. Oh, Just Shapes and Beats Hardcore Edition is coming to PS4 on May 10th.
Oh, yeah. It's getting a cool PS4 theme, too.
Yeah, it is. So I will definitely pick that up. We are
going to get that theme.
We're fans of that. So the Switch version was very nice. So, yeah, according to friend of the show, Mike Ducarme, every stage has been redesigned in some form or another. So
neat.
Very cool.
Neat. I'm tired.
That's it. What's that?
I said, I'm very tired.
Yeah, I could tell you're tired. I'm tired as well. I'm actually on some sort of medication here. So,
Which is
also great because I'm drinking too. So
I was going to say, is that medication called fucking Johnny Walker?
It's called Johnny Walker. No, I got to take down this glass of Johnny Walker in my Sweet Layers of Fear 2 glass. that's the only thing I drink out of because it's actually like the only glass I have that's not packed up right now. So it's like every week I'm drinking out of this Layers of Fear 2 glass, but only because it's the one I have.
So when does your move happen now that you've sold your house?
So they want us out by, I think, June 28th. We hand over our keys. So I got a little bit less than 8 weeks, which goes by really fucking fast. Really fast, because there's a lot of shit in this house. And I got to sell a bunch of stuff, too. So anyone want to buy a Xbox 360 Kinect?
Absolutely not.
Yep, I got one of those. How about an Xbox
360 Throw in the Kinect? Fucking trash.
Throw that
I already have one.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like selling all this stuff. I have like shelves in here that I'm not going to take with me. Why bother? Anybody see that cool? You too can buy that that sweet Pole Position painting that I made. Maybe I'll throw that up somewhere. Yeah, like all this shit in this room is half the stuff is going for sale. This table that I'm working on is going for sale. That's the tough part is the combination of packing things and selling things that you don't want to pack.
See, so, here's the mistake is that you're making the mistake of trying to sell things instead of just lighting them on fire.
Yep.
That's like the last, the week before we move out, anything that's left over will be lit on fire. That's for damn sure. But yeah, so we got a few weeks, but that's why I won't be going to E3 this year is because it's going to be in the THICC of moving. So
I've got an apartment lined up for the end of the summer. So I'm moving out of this place and moving into an actual apartment.
You can move in with me. We're going to have, we'll have an extra room for you.
No, I'm good. Thanks. Okay. If you move to Canada, but
it's way too expensive in Toronto. Sorry.
Yeah, it is. I live there.
But, oh, did you?
Lived it there. Yeah, I don't anymore.
It's fucking horrible over there.
The apartment I'm moving into is a bunch of glass. Like the doors are all glass. Sweet. And it's just like, it looks really nice and it'll let a lot of sunlight in because like that's just where the windows are. But glass is really bad for sound acoustics. Hmm. So now I'm looking into getting a bunch of plywood to like build almost a cubicle for where my computer desk is going to go and like put sound paneling on that.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's going to be my immediate project at the end of the summer.
Yeah. My house is, it's done August 23rd. So it's quite literally 2 months after I hand over the keys to this house, I'll be in my new house. They prefab a lot of stuff.
So where are you living for 2 months?
At my parents. Yeah. I wouldn't mind living there longer so I can save on mortgage and shit, but, I'll be in my old bedroom, which is great. Awesome. Can't wait to make all that stupid noise. I'll actually have an office for a change instead of like converting a bedroom into an office. So I can work on the acoustics and actually get the layout that I want. So that's what I'll be working on. So yeah, that's it. That's our podcast for this week. Short and sweet. 30 minutes of love. That's it. Which is more than you'll get from anybody else. Everybody else will give you zero love. That's it. Yeah. You can find us at sidequesting.com, at sidequesting, sidequesting TV on the YouTubes and the Twitches, and whenever I get us up on Twitch. You can find me at Dolly Domofsky. Where can we find you, Aaron?
You can find me on Twitch and Twitter at Scratty Bones.
What about you, Tom?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ThatTomJohnson.
And a shout out to Rebecca Chan, who said hello to us in YouTube. See ya.
E3's in 7 weeks.
Oh, we got to do our E3 prediction episode coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
9 weeks?
Fuck yeah. E3's in 3 weeks.
It's in 33 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 4 weeks. Yep. We're fucked.
Is it really at the end of May?
You got your flight, Tom?
Nope.
All right. Good man.
It's in 4 weeks and 3 days.
Yes, it is. Oh, Lord. Here we go. Starting. All right, guys. We'll see you on the next side quest.
Later.
Choices kill my head. What a day now.